Welcome to Fossil Hunter. Fossils are the greatest evidence for God's creation. There are countless fossils to be found on Earth. In this program, we will show you the most famous and greatest fossils in Turkey. Fossil Hunter is starting. First, we visit the Mula Museum, which has the largest mammal fossil map in Turkey. Fossil excavations are already rare, and the biggest one of these excavations was carried out there. Now let's head towards Mula. In this episode of Fossil Hunter, we are at the Mula Museum. Let's get to know the fossils excavated from Mula. The museum has a very beautiful yard. Fossils are displayed in the Dr. Lale Etavan Nature section that exists in this yard. You will see many fossils inside. Let's go inside to take a closer look at the fossils. We are at the Mula Museum, which has many various fossils. The story of the fossils in this museum is as follows. In 1993, a rescue excavation was carried out. In other words, villagers in Üzlüce village of Mula encountered some stones in their land while they were digging for agriculture. They didn't know where these stones came from, and they notified the authorities. Later in 1993, an excavation, called a rescue excavation, was launched by authorities and the initiatives of Mula Municipality General Directorate. All these fossils were excavated during the excavations that began in 1993. There are fossils of various animals. Elephants, giraffes, big mammals like rhinos. Fossils from various predators, coyotes, pigs, and various plant fossils were found in the area. Let's take a look at these fossils one by one and examine them. Let's start with rhinos. The fossils date back to the Miocene epoch, 5 to 7 million years ago. The age of the fossils in this museum varies between 5 to 7 million years old. The age of the fossils extracted from Mula corresponds to a period of between 5 to 7 million years ago. So that is the age of these fossils. Rhinos are the heaviest and the bulkiest animals on Earth that feed on grass. How many tons does it weigh? Today, 5 species are still alive. 3 rhino species live in Asia, and 2 species live in Africa. And the name of the heavy ones is the white rhino. They can weigh up to 5 tons. Although only eating grass, the maximum weight of a mature rhino can be up to 5 tons. The vast majority of rhinos have gone extinct, especially due to illegal hunting done in the 19th and 20th centuries. From 1960 to 1980, during just those 20 years, hunters killed 96% of the 70,000 rhinos that existed in the world. In 1980, the illegal hunting of rhinos was prohibited, and because they were put under protection and illegal hunting was banned, the number of rhinos has increased rapidly since then. There are only 5 species today. The horns are perhaps the most noticeable characteristic of the rhinoceros. The rhino horns do not have a bony structure like many other animals. It is made of keratin, the material making up the hair. The horns are pretty strong. We can also examine the fossils here. These fossils are 5 to 7 million years old. We can also examine other fossils found on Earth. For example, the ones here are a bit older. They are 5 to 7 million years old. There are some fossils found in Tibet, which are 3.6 million years old. All of them possess the same physical traits that rhinos in our day have. There is no fossil record showing that the species evolved into another species over time. The next animal is a horse, a mammal found in the excavations in Ozluje village. They are vertebrates. Horses are domestic animals and they are known for their obedient nature. In other words, it is an animal that God created as a blessing for man. Horses still exist in Anatolia and their fossils date back to at least 5 to 7 million years ago. This is what we understand from its fossils. So much misinformation has been produced regarding the background of horses. The well-known horse series, for instance. It is claimed that the horse exhibited in the British Natural History Museum supposedly came from a 50-million-year-old four-legged animal which had evolved over time. This is inaccurate information. There exists no difference between the 52-million-year-old horse fossils and the horses of today. No matter how old the horse fossils may be, there is no difference between them and modern horses of our day. A 45-million-year-old horse head. In another interesting study, the DNA from the remains of a 700,000-year-old horse were isolated. A 700,000-year-old horse fossil. The DNA taken from the remains of a 700,000-year-old horse fossil found in Yukon, Canada, was compared to that of a modern horse of today. This examination also delivered no differences, revealing that the gene sequence of wild horses was the same. Why did evolutionists feel the urge to engage in so many speculations about horse species? Because the horse is created for man, and it is a special creature that God created as a blessing to man. The horse's backbone is slightly inward inclined. There is a special inclination to resist the strong hind legs' high pressure. This inclination also provides a nice, comfortable space for human beings sitting on the back of the animal. In other words, there is a special regularity on the animal's back, specially created for human beings. Secondly, the forelegs of the horse are connected to the vertebrae by a muscle mass, not bones. It has a very strong muscle mass, which generates a suspension effect when the horse moves. This is how the comfort of the rider is maximized. These features have led to speculations about the origin of the horse, spread by the advocates of the theory of evolution. However, the horse is a species which emerged wholly intact, possessing 100% of the traits we observe on contemporary horses. Here is the biggest land mammal on Earth, the elephant. The elephant is a creature that can grow up to 4 meters in height and weigh as much as 7 tons. It has a trunk. For this reason, elephants are called trunked mammals, Proboscidea. It is a member of the Proboscidea family. Now, those extinct animals, like mammoths, that were bigger than elephants, lived in the time of the trunked mammals bigger than elephants. Today, they no longer exist. The only species that has survived to our day is the elephant. Now, there are elephants in Africa, called the African elephants, and they also exist in Asia, the Asian elephants. African elephants are bigger. They can reach up to 7 meters with their trunks and rise up to 4 meters tall. They live in groups and can communicate with one another through sound waves. This is a very special kind of communication. Elephants can produce sound waves in the very low frequency spectrum, and this sound wave can spread out for miles, allowing them to communicate with other members of the family. They have giant ears, with which they can control their body temperature. They can vent. With their giant bodies, they still exist in our day. The trunk of an elephant has 150,000 different muscles. As we said before, the elephant can reach heights up to 7 meters with this trunk. With their trunks, they can joke around among themselves, lift up to 350 kilograms, search for something in the mud or soil, drink water, absorb 8 liters of water, and spray it on their friends. Meanwhile, they can take dirt from the ground, throw it on themselves, and even delicately break and eat shelled nuts. So it has both a strong and a sensitive structure. Elephants have 150,000 muscles to perform all these actions. This is the story of the elephant. Fossils are one of the most important scientific evidence which documents that God created all living beings in an instant. In the Fossil Museum in Mula, the fossils of large mammals and terrestrial animals are meticulously preserved and exhibited. We want more fossils, which are one of the most important proofs of creation, to be exhibited in Turkey's fossil museums. We also want to have more of these fossil museums. Looking forward to seeing you in the following episodes, inshallah. Goodbye.